Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, August 2nd. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from last week's Union City Radio. On June 22nd, in the baking heat of a parking lot a few miles inland from Delaware's beaches, several dozen poultry workers, many of them Black or Latino, gathered to decry the conditions at a local poultry plant owned by one of President Donald Trump's biggest campaign contributors. Actors Equity called on Disney to offer regular testing for its members, saying, "No masks and no testing for performers puts workers and guests at risk." The Amalgamated Transit Union said that mandatory masks for riders is critical to help protect transit workers and stop the spread of coronavirus. The American Federation of Teachers said that teachers want to be in a classroom, but that Congress must make it safe. The Bakers Union joined the call to pass the HEROES Act, saying, "The clock is ticking, the virus is surging, the economy is sinking, and the Senate is still sitting on its hands." Find out more at AFL-CIO.org. Highlights from last week's Union City Radio, available wherever you listen to podcasts. In today's labor history, on this date in 1939, Congress passed the Hatch Act, limiting political activity of executive branch employees of the federal government. Subtitled "An Act to Prevent Pernicious Political Activities," the Hatch Act does not apply to the president, vice president, and certain designated high-level officials. Today's labor quote is by Stacey Abrams, the American politician, lawyer, and voting rights activist who ran for governor of Georgia in 2018, losing by 50,000 votes to Brian Kemp, who, as Georgia's Secretary of State, was in charge of elections and voter registration, and who canceled over 1.4 million voter registrations, many of them belonging to minorities, between 2012 and 2018. In August 2019, Abrams founded Fair Fight 2020, an organization that's assisting Democrats build voter protection teams in 20 states. Stacey Abrams, who said, "Voting rights is the pinnacle of power in our country." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Our new normal includes social distancing, but don't let that keep you from continuing your education. With extended registration and semester dates and additional financial aid options, the Union Plus Free College Program remains a great way to further your education while keeping safe. Learn more and enroll now at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong. It will make